zombie virus contaminated in Brookhaven.
Wait, what? Hello, everybody. I'm Agent Math, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
Welcome to today's episode. And Rex, welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Sorry I wasn't able to join last episode, but I'm here.
Oh, yes.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this, guys. So, today, as you may be able to tell from the title, we're talking about Brookhaven, the happy game of role-playing.
Except it's not.
It's full of dark secrets. It's full of mysteries unsolved, puzzles, and a long story involving reversal of death, aliens, alcohol, and many other things. So, if you thought Brookhaven was your nice, happy game, you were wrong. So, without further ado, let's jump into our first segment in which we will be talking about all the secrets, well, not all of them, but a lot of the secrets you can find within Brookhaven. So, everyone, we are going to be talking about the secrets, the dark secrets of Brookhaven. Brookhaven, if you guys don't know, is a role-play game, a very simple role-play game created by Wolfpack. I would say this might be one of my favorite role-playing games because it's very simple and easy to understand how all the UI works, how, like, job systems works, and other things that just I overall think it is a cool game if you are the role-playing type. It has some very dark secrets, and considering that the creator of the game says both in the description and in regular group shouts that any rumors about bad things in Brookhaven or hackers or secrets, those are all just rumors. And they're not true, and you will stay safe, and Brookhaven will always be a safe place. Considering that the creator has to explicitly say that, I think that actually this is, like, I don't know, I think it's a big deal to some people.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll admit, sometimes it can, I mean, I'm not much of the roleplay type, I'm rather like jailbreaker stuff, which doesn't really classify as roleplay. But there's just like a lot of things you can do in it. So if you haven't, I recommend giving it a try. You might like it.
Yeah, yeah. There, one of the things I do appreciate most about this game is that they have so many like opportunities. They make so many opportunities to roleplay. So you can do medieval roleplays, you can do, like, military roleplays, prison roleplays, there's quite a bit of stuff you can do, and, I think that's pretty cool about this game. But, that's not why you're here, guys. You're here for all the big, dark, juicy secrets. And when I say juicy, I mean juicy, like bodies that were tried to be resurrected to life through alien technology. So, let's just talk about all this stuff.
Right. So mainly our first secret here is kind of the base secret of the game, if you will. I mean, there's a lot of different secrets, but this is kind of became almost kind of like the most popular. I feel. And that is the agency bases. So basically, these are hidden bases from like an agency that has no other description except the agency. And you can find these three bases around the map. So the first one is over by Rotten Robbie's gas station and by the tunnel. And if you are to walk almost alongside the mountain, soon a hidden door will open up, and that will bring you into the first agency base. And it's not much, but it does have a lot of, like, kind of technology equipment and stuff, which is kind of fun to explore. Secondly, and there's multiple ways to get to this one, but it is above the hospital. So whether you go around the back way and you kind of do parkour up to it and then use a ladder to get in this little hole in the side of the window, or if you walk into the hospital and use a ladder, you can climb up into a hole right there on top of the the receptionist desk.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, this one's probably the hardest to get to and probably the least that people knew about, is in the and I kind of forget which house it is. Like I said, I haven't played it in a long time. But in one of the houses, there is a bedroom. And if you make yourself small enough, you can kind of like squeeze under the bed. And then there's like a small little agency hideout, which I find is pretty cool.
Right. And if you don't have any other secrets, I think it's now time for our next thing. So, here we go. Next one is a bit, it's common known among my type. So, just to give you a bit of background why I know this, completely random. But me and my friends, actually, this is actually how we became a friend group, was when one of my friends taught me some, like, hacks, so-called hacks and Brookhaven and stuff, and we became, like, these ultimate robbers, and we would go house to house, robbing their vaults, acting like we were hackers, even though we were just using implements in the game. It was kind of exploding thinking back, but now, after knowing more things now, it wasn't exploding because the creators clearly know about this so-called hack. So go ahead and use it if you want. It is called the sleeping bag hack. And so sleeping bags are one of the most useful tools for thieves in Brookhaven. You can use them to travel through walls, and it may sound crazy, but because sleeping bags work the way they do, you put them down, sometimes they can go through walls. So if you get the pillow pointing through a door of a house, you can actually hop into there, and if the pillow is all the way through the door or through a wall or through wherever you're getting through, you can actually come into their house and then just go back out the same, right?
Yes.
Me and my friends, we prefer to use the smallest size when robbing houses because oftentimes players will chase you and attempt to ban you. And so here's what you can do if you are in it has like black and gray bricks and red or blue or pink or orange lights highlighting it. And so if you go into the upper room of the house, there's a bed, there's some boxes up there, and in addition to those boxes, they also have the safe or vault on the side of the door. And go to the side of the bed once you're in the smallest size and You actually drop down into a secret area, which, yes, kind of related to bunker. That's one of the cool ways we use to escape. And the Rex already talked about that. But the second one is another secret in the hospital, and that is there is this little secret area. So if you go into the X-ray area, don't go inside the X-ray machine, but if you jump behind the sign that says X-ray, you can travel through. So basically, it's kind of like an invisible passage. The wall is there. There's no crack in the wall, but you can actually go right through the wall and into this room, which has some text in it, which we will talk about later in our theory segment because it actually does. It does change the story quite a bit. Next, and our final secret, it's, well, actually, one of our final two. There are a lot of secrets in the graveyard area, and this one is one of my graveyard slash hospital area. But this one might be one of my favorite ones. If you go to the grave that says R.I.P. Sister, maybe this is lore or something, but you will find that you can actually drop down to the grave. If you tap on the grave, there's like a zombie thing noise. That's kind of fun. If you kind of want to like convince your friends that you are a hacker, you can do that and be like, I just disappeared into the ground. Another one that involves flying without buying premium. This is our final one. So there is, of course, the mountain. There's like a picket fence along it that is by the hospital. So if you go on the road by the hospital up the mountain, you have to take a bike or a skateboard or a wheelchair to get up there. Cars won't work. So you have to go there, then keep going up until you reach a platform. There are drones there where you can easily fly. You can't go up or down. You can just maneuver and drop on top of houses or whatever you want to do. So I think that secret is a really fun secret. And it's pretty cool that you can actually fly in the game without having to buy premium. So that is pretty much all the secrets we have for now. So without further ado, we are going to go into our lore slash theory segment. All right, everybody. So, right now we are going to be talking about the theories and lore behind this game. So, obviously, this all starts with one thing, and as Rex said, you guys should be able to guess this. It all centers around the agency. And specifically, a bunch of these rooms, kind of through the story of this game, kind of knit them, well, not knit, but like they weave their way into the story, and do some really cool things. So let's just start from the top. So obviously we have this X-ray area, and this X-ray area, I would say maybe one of the most significant to the story. So the X-ray area, after you crawl through there, you find a note. And this morning during my research for today's episode, I found this note for the first time, and it just says report. Everyone said this time would be different. Nevertheless, history did repeat itself. I cannot pinpoint the power source. However, it looks to be beyond this world. Maybe history will show us the way. And then it says, Operation Red Driver terminated. Now, I do have to look into that, but I have a theory on what this operation would have been. Next. So obviously they're talking about some sort of alien power source. So that immediately made me think of the Rotten Robbie's bunker and the Brookhaven Electrical. And so in the Brookhaven Electrical, you will find that you can see through the door. There is the same type of technologies you find inside the secret agency bunker inside the mountain. And I have done the puzzle there several times without success. But I think today was the day that I got a little bit farther. So there's a line with red text, and that will show you supposedly what you need to be highlighted or what you need to be taken down on this board with a bunch of different numbers like A01, A02, A03, etc., etc., until A36, I believe. And then it goes to X24, and then H goes from 2 to 8, and then V goes 8. To not 8 to 12, and then X goes 3 to 24. Pretty weird pattern. Maybe it has some sort of significance. But while doing this puzzle, trying to figure out this non-explanatory puzzle, and this thing appears and it says, apologies if I'm not pronouncing this correctly, a systole reversal error is at A23. And so I kind of think like, oh, it's just a random word. And then I think, wait a minute. What if this is a real word? So I decide to search up this word. And here's what I get. The ceasing of the mechanical activity of the heart. A flat line, which means that a person is dead. And so this is significant because I went back and I look at this screenshot and I see it's flat line reversal. They're trying to reverse death. But how are they doing this? So this traces me back two places, the second floor of the hospital and the secret x-ray room. Are you ready, guys? They got this power. Yeah, so they got this power from the alien technologies they were talking about in that note. So I suspect that Project Red Driver was a project made to try to bring people back to life. And here's what we look for. So this brings me back to the upper room in the hospital. So they're using these alien technologies and they're trying to bring people back to life. And so I'm thinking like, though, like what evidence do we even have that an alien, like some sort of impact happened in Brookhaven? There are no like craters. There are no like messed up things. But there is stuff. The drone area, if you look, the secret drone area, the mountain around is completely shattered, basically. There's like a hole through the middle with a road and a secret property. It's called the Hidden Valley. And now, this is weird because you think, well, I mean, it is a very basic game, so one could assume that they just didn't have enough time to build an actual road tunnel. But they did. in the area by Brookhaven Electrical, you will find that there actually is a road tunnel, and it's perfect and pristine. But this looks like something happened here. It looks like some sort of an impact, and now it's this really cool house property you can buy. And so this already is really weird. So I'm thinking this is where some sort of alien technology landed. And so already you're probably thinking this is really weird. This doesn't make any sense. But if you go into another area, I was drawn to this area because of one of the Easter eggs, a code on the filming camera slash projector. It's the mall with the movie theater. And so once you go into the movie theater, it says now showing first contact, which is like a reference to aliens, if you guys didn't know that. But already, you guys are probably thinking, well, it's just a movie about aliens. How does that have anything to do with this agency or the hospital? But it has everything to do with the agency and the hospital because in the movie, it may just be still pictures, but it shows Wolfpack and Aiden Lee Wolf. Aiden Lee Wolf turns green, just like the bodies in the upper room of the hospital. And it shows that Wolfpack is a member of the agency, and the movie ends by him finding the bunker, meaning that this alien power source, this so-called first contact thing, has something to do with this bunker. And so I think what it has to do with the bunker is they're using this power to try to bring people back to life. But what, who would they be trying to bring back to life? Now, our third, not a, I don't even know what number we're on, but one of our next clues comes from this movie poster called Invasion, Fatherless and Afraid. And it shows, I don't even know what that house is, but something weird is the A in Invasion has a very strange shape. And if you look at pictures of both, if you look at pictures of one, look at pictures of the switches in both electrical and the mountain bunker, you will find that looks a lot like the switches. And so that links it back to the mountain, right? Fatherless and afraid, which finally draws me to the Brookhaven Wiki. And I am trying to look up here who is the who is the founder of Brookhaven? Who is it named after? And it says here, Mr. Brookhaven was born sometime around 1864. And it says that is his stepfather died in 1867. Fatherless and afraid. So he grew up in the Brookhaven daycare. His grandfather died and everything. And then he was likely assassinated, is what the wiki says. It is assumed that he was assassinated by someone. I'm trying to remember the gun. Can't remember. But they were using this gun, a pistol, and they assassinated him. Who are they trying to bring back to life? I assume they're trying to bring back to life Mr. Brookhaven himself, either because he has some sort of information that he died with and we don't know, or maybe Wolfpack is just trying to bring back his father because, yes, we do know that Wolfpack and Aiden Lee Wolf are the sons of the great Mr. Brookhaven. And I think that this invasion poster is a reference to the fatherless assassinated Mr. Brookhaven. So, Rex, I told you a bit of this theory, but not all of it. What do you think about this? Do you think it's possible? Do you think it's plausible? You know, what
I
do you
mean,
think?
it's definitely like a lot to take in when you're first hearing about it. But then, like, when you have more time to think and go over all the facts again, it is very likely that the, you know, reversal that they're talking about is with Mr. Brookhaven, because of his, like, information, kind of like knowing that he had to be assassinated for a reason. So maybe they're either trying to find out what that reason is or who, like, what could have happened that would lead their father to get assassinated. And I definitely think, like, at first I was very skeptical about the whole alien thing. But, like, again, when I say the more you look over the facts, the more you realize that it's totally plausible to, I mean, all the facts are there, the giant holes in the mountain and everything. It's all there to point to some type of extraterrestrial life in Brookhaven, which is crazy. Because then there are these people who play Brookhaven thinking it's just this little roleplay game. But it goes, like, so much deeper than that.
Right. It's kind of crazy that, like, this is actually in a roleplay game, and this is a thing, and, if you guys want us to do more episodes on theories and lore, we're welcome to do that. I had a lot of fun researching today's episode. Yeah. So, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to my crazy outlandish theory. And I hope you guys enjoy learning about these secrets. Alright, everybody, so, right now we are going to be talking about, the theories and lore behind this game. So, obviously, this all starts with one thing, and as Rex said, you guys should be able to guess this. It all centers around the agency. And specifically, a bunch of these rooms, kind of through the story of this game, kind of knit them, well, not knit, but, like, they weave their way into the story, and do some really cool things. So, let's just start from the top. So, obviously, we have this X-ray area. And this X-ray area, I would say, maybe one of the most significant to the story. So, the X-ray area, after you crawl through there, you find a note. And this morning, during my research for today's episode, I found this note for the first time. And it just says, report. Everyone said this time would be different. Nevertheless, history did repeat itself. I cannot pinpoint the power source. However, it looks to be beyond this world. Maybe history will show us the way. And then it says, Operation Red Driver terminated. Now, I do have to look into that, but I have a theory on what this operation would have been. Next. So, obviously, they're talking about some sort of alien power source. So that immediately made me think of the Rotten Robbie's bunker and the Brookhaven Electrical. And so in the Brookhaven Electrical, you will find that you can see through the door. There is the same type of technologies you find inside the secret agency bunker inside the mountain. And I have done the puzzle there several times without success, but I think today was the day that I got a little bit farther. So there's a line with red text, and that will show you supposedly what you need to be highlighted or what you need to be taken down on this board with a bunch of different numbers like A01, A02, A03, etc.,
Until on
etc.
the
Until A36, I believe. And then it goes to X24. And then H goes from 2 to 8. And then V goes 8 to not 8 to 12. And then X goes 3 to 24. Pretty weird pattern. Maybe it has some sort of significance. But while doing this puzzle, trying to figure out this non-explanatory puzzle, and this thing appears and it says, apologies if I'm not pronouncing this correctly. Asystole reversal error is at A23. And so I kind of think like, oh, it's just a random word. And then I think, wait a minute. What if this is a real word? So I decide to search up this word, and here's what I get. The ceasing of the mechanical activity of the heart, a flat line, which means that a person is dead. And so this is significant because I went back and I look at this screenshot and I see it's flatline reversal. They're trying to reverse death. But how are they doing this? So this traces me back two places, the second floor of the hospital and the secret X-ray room. Are you ready, guys? They
This is
got this
where it gets
power.
crazy.
Yeah, so they got this power from the alien technologies they were talking about in that note. So I suspect that Project Red Driver was a project made to try to bring pa people back to life. And here's what we look for. So this brings me back to the upper room in the hospital. So they're using these alien technologies. And they're trying to bring people back to life. And so I'm thinking, like, though, like, what evidence do we even have that an alien, like, some sort of impact happened in Brookhaven? There are no, like, craters. There are no, like, messed up things. But there is stuff. The drone area, if you look, the secret drone area. The mountain around is completely shattered, basically. There's like a hole through the middle with a road and a secret property. It's called the Hidden Valley. And no, this is weird because you think, well, I mean, it is a very basic game, so one could assume that they just didn't have enough time to build an actual road tunnel. But they did. In the area by Brookhaven Electrical, you will find that there actually is a road tunnel and it's perfect and pristine. But this looks like something happened here. It looks like some sort of an impact. And now it's this really cool house property you can buy. And so this already is really weird. So I'm thinking this is where some sort of alien technology landed. And so already you're probably thinking this is really weird. this doesn't make any sense. But if you go into a nether area, I was drawn to this area because of one of the Easter eggs, a code on the filming camera / projector. It's the mall with the movie theater. And so once you go into the movie theater, it says now showing first contact, which is like a reference to aliens, if you guys didn't know that. But already you guys are probably thinking, well, it's just a movie about aliens. How does that have anything to do with this agency or the hospital? But it has everything to do with the agency and the hospital, because in the movie, it may just be still pictures, but it shows Wolfpack and Aiden Lee Wolf turns green, just like the bodies in the upper room of the hospital. And it shows that Wolfpack is a member of the agency, and the movie ends by him finding the bunker, meaning that this alien power source, this so-called first contact thing, has something to do with this bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what it has to do with the bunker is they're using this power to try to bring people back to life. But who would they be trying to bring back to life? Now, our third, I don't even know what number we're on, but one of our next clues comes from this movie poster called Invasion, Fatherless and Afraid. And it shows, I don't even know what that house is, but something weird is the A in Invasion has a very strange shape. And if you look at pictures of both, if you look at pictures of one, look at pictures of the switches in both electrical and the mountain bunker, you will find that looks a lot like the switches. And so that links it back to the mountain, right? Fatherless and Afraid, which finally draws me to the Brookhaven Wiki. And I am trying to look up here who is the founder of Brookhaven? Who is it named after? And it says here, Mr. Brookhaven was born sometime around 1864. And it says that is his stepfather died in 1867. Fatherless and afraid. So he grew up in the Brookhaven daycare. His grandfather died and everything. And then he was likely assassinated, is what the wiki says. It is assumed that he was assassinated by someone. I'm trying to remember the gun. Can't remember. But they were using this gun, a pistol, and they assassinated him. Who are they trying to bring back to life? I assume they're trying to bring back to life Mr. Brookhaven himself, either because he has some sort of information that he died with and we don't know, or maybe Wolfpack is just trying to bring back his father, because yes, we do know that Wolfpack and Aiden Lee Wolf are the sons of the great Mr. Brookhaven. And I think that this Invasion poster is a reference to the fatherless, assassinated Mr. Brookhaven. So, Rex, I told you a bit of this theory, but not all of it. What do you think about this? Do you think it's possible? Do you think it's plausible? What do you think?
It's definitely like a lot to take in when you're first hearing about it. But then, like, when you have more time to think and go over all the facts again, it is very likely that the, reversal that they're talking about is with Mr. Brookhaven, because of his, information. Like knowing that he had to be assassinated for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're either trying to find out what that reason is or who, like, what could have happened that would lead their father to get assassinated. And I definitely think, like, at first I was very skeptical about the whole alien thing. But, like, again, when I say the more you look over the facts, the more you realize that it's totally plausible to, I mean, all the facts are there, the giant holes in the mountain and everything. It's all there to point to some type of extraterrestrial life in Brookhaven, which is crazy. Because then there are these people who play Brookhaven thinking it's just this little roleplay game. But it goes, like, so much deeper than that.
Right. It's kind of crazy. That, like, this is actually in a roleplay game, and this is a thing, and, if you guys want us to do more episodes on theories and lore, we're welcome to do that. I had a lot of fun researching today's episode. Yeah. So, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to my crazy outlandish theory. And I hope you guys enjoyed learning about these secrets. Alright, everyone, so that is it for today's episode on the dark secrets of Brookhaven. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a shorter episode, but we did do our best to pack as much in as we could. And if you're still very lost, like I was the first time Mav explained this to me, do feel free to just watch this again, kind of just really get a good grasp on it. I mean, it's a lot to take in for just like a Roblox game.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So yeah, feel free to show your friends all the secrets we talked about today. I'm sure your friends will be impressed if you show them, like, hey, I can teleport through walls with just a sleeping bag. I can disappear under the map. Yeah, so.
Give me 1 second, I'll fly down to you with my majestic powers, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, once again, we really do hope you guys enjoyed this. We put a lot of work in today's episode. So if you guys want to leave a 5 stars and you enjoyed today's episode, go ahead. Go onto either Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening on, and just leave your rating. I really do hope you guys enjoyed this. So, yeah. Without further ado, thank you for joining today's episode. As always, I'm Agent Mav, my boy.
And I'm Agent Rex.
10-4. Bye, everyone.